It's Wednesday, the 13th of April. A bit later in the morning. An extra hour in bed this morning, both of us. My wife had decided that she wasn't going up. She got a floundering yesterday. Heading up to church and in the shops, as she normally does through the week. And by the time she got home, she was drook it. So she said last night going to bed, don't set the alarm, we'll get up about 8 or 8-ish, or whenever we get up. I'm not going up because the weather's rotten. I'm not going up and getting drunk again. That's her words. I said, okay, quite right. Don't want her going down with a chill or a cold or anything like that. So we did. And I had, even though the consequence I spoke of yesterday, the consequence of achieving my 100% yesterday again of fluid intake on my water. It's hard to say, my water app. 100%, yeah, go to bed, get up 3 times. Even with that, I had, out of all the hours in bed, was that, can't remember now, only a 3/4 of an hour, I think, of the whole night, something like that anyway, was awake. Everything else was sleep in some form. So a really, really good night's sleep, even with the breaks in between. In actual fact, I was more tired getting up or trying to get out of bed at back 8 than I was getting up at 7 normally. It's a stinker in the morning. Well, actually, no, I'll rephrase that. It's not as bad as that. It's not as bad as a stinker. It's not a nice morning at all. Yesterday was a stinker. The whole day was a stinker. Evening, the whole evening was absolutely a stinker. What a miserable, miserable day it was. Dull, overcast, so dull that we had lights on in the house during the day. Just constant rain in various strengths, forms, and just wiped out, a day wiped out. I got some internal stuff. I took apart the other second hall cupboard and I papered that, revamping the whole cupboards. Gave me something to do, to be honest with you, because I popped out in the garage for a bit and it was just, God, I mean, you know, I can't be bothered with this. At least indoors, warm, dry and cosy. Yes, so it wasn't a wasted day, but externally, yeah. So, I feel okay. But it's grey this morning again. Just so grey. Horrible weather. I mean, at least at the moment it's dry. There's still a fair breeze gets up at times. And I'm guessing by the temperature of that breeze, it's still coming off the North Sea. Cold. Yes. What would you do without a big cup or mug of hot, soothing tea? Or coffee, but yeah. Gets you going in the morning. So they say, is that all just mind bending stuff? Yeah. Well, mind bending or not, I enjoy my coffee and tea in the morning. I've been having some of my wackiest dreams recently. I mean, oh my lord. And last night, again. Jengs, man. What the hell is my head doing during the night? Blows me away. Just blows me away. Man, it's a good job it's not real life. Oh Lord, what I had to go through last night. I'm not going to go into detail, but just... Now, I've never heard that in the 25 years we've been doing. Well, those houses over the back, away over the back, they've not been there that long, but in the 25 years I've been back, I've never heard someone tooting a horn like that. And I would assume it might be a delivery van, as in fishmonger or a butcher. I don't know, I've never heard that before, never ever. And if it's just some bugger tooting the horn for the sake of tooting it, then yeah. That's what they used to do. I mean, we still get them in some places, not here, but some places, yeah. You get your ice cream man, not just jingling the lovely wee tunes, but also blasting his horn. You used to get it years ago when the fishmonger come round, long toots like that to let the housewife know they were there. Get your purse and your slippers and your pinio and run out and get some fish off me. Even the butcher's van and the baker's van, they would all do that. As loud and as long as they could get away with, just to call to arms all the housewives. Come out and spend your money. See, when I was a wee boy, they didn't have vans like that, because the grocer, the fruiterer, and that, they used to come round with a horse and cart. There was no horn on that. There was no tooting of horns. And yet the housewife still knew he'd be there at 9 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock noon or whatever. No blast any horns, no diesel fumes, no just horses and cares. What a great time that was. Take me back to the old times. Yes. The old times of my youth. Okay, who's going to add the second verse? Or is that a verse? I don't know.